This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. An Independence County deputy is still hospitalized from trying to apprehend a suspect over the weekend who had stolen a pickup truck in Batesville. A 1999 Chevrolet Silverado owned by Alan Armstrong of Batesville was stolen shortly before 9 o'clock Friday morning while Armstrong was shopping in Kroger. He had left his store outside Kroger with the keys in the ignition. The next day, Saturday, Corporal Patrick Collins was dispatched to an area called The Rocks, where White Drive crosses the bow in North Batesville. A woman had reported to police that the stolen truck was there and a man was asleep in the cab. The rest of the story in Corporal Collins' own words.
From what I remember, dispatcher said that there was the pickup truck reported stolen from Kroger's the day before was down at the Rocks, and a gentleman was slumped over in it, and I was probably half mile away, so I went down there, and when I pulled in, I didn't see him, so I pulled up nose to nose with it. Still couldn't see him, so I got out, walked between my police car and the truck, still couldn't see him until all of a sudden his head raised. I drew my duty weapon and ordered him out of the vehicle, and he started it instead. And I went to try to open the door, and he put it in gear and threw gravel everywhere trying to leave. I was afraid that he would get through town and hurt somebody, so only thing I knew to do was try to dismantle the vehicle, so I shot at his tires. The next thing I know, I'm dizzy-headed and trying to get my balance, and there's a lady standing over me wondering if I've been shot.
It's Corporal Patrick Collins. Other officers who came to Collins' assistance, Detective Robert Mosier and Deputy Colby Markham, located the pickup at the Comfort Suites on Highway 167 and then located the suspect and took him into custody at the Batesville Nursing and Rehab Center. Corporal Collins is still in the White River Medical Center, going through tests to identify the extent of his injuries, which could include a badly bruised leg and separated or broken shoulder. And a Pleasant Plains man is in custody after apparently trying to sell dope outside a Southside convenience store. Police were notified by Conoco store personnel that a red-haired man riding a motorcycle was outside the store attempting to sell drugs to juveniles. Deputies took into custody 22-year-old Charles Matt Durham, who was found walking down the highway telling authorities he was looking for his wallet. Durham's listed address is 3830 Blackland Road, Pleasant Plains. Earlier in the week, police had encountered Durham, who at that time was driving a motorcycle which didn't have a motorcycle endorsement, insurance tags, or paperwork, even showing he owned the motorcycle. While arresting Durham, deputies found a jewelry bag on his cycle that contained meth, marijuana, and $35 in currency. Durham was booked into the Independence County Jail for possession of meth, possession of marijuana, along with misdemeanor charges involving the motorcycle. In other activity, Independence County deputies took a report from Travis Dwayne McSpadden of Cushman, who said someone during the last 20 days had stolen from a garage on Bethesda Road several items of his personal property, valued at $3,400, and took a report from Yolanda Stoner of three vehicles being broken into at a Sulphur Rock location. A vet bag was stolen from one vehicle, a 12-gauge pump shotgun from another, and a tool bag from the third. The tool bag was later found in the area. And former University of Central Arkansas President Lou Hardin has been sentenced to 5 years probation and community service for fraud and money laundering. U.S. District Judge James Moody sentenced Hardin this morning in federal court at Little Rock. Hardin pleaded guilty in March to engineering a scheme to get part of a $300,000 bonus early so he could pay mounting gambling debts that defense attorney Chuck Banks said he ran up at a casino in Tunica, Mississippi. Hardin faced up to 20 years in prison.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.